control over notifications.
Blog Talk Radio.
God.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Oh my gosh, we are actually back. Can you believe it? Holy smoke. What's the matter?
I forgot. Anyway, glad to be with all of you again after so many days of technical problems, not ours, but it was a Facebook, not a Facebook,
blog talk
thing. Yeah. So we're glad that finally we can be here with you. Monday turned out to be so iffy, and something about that eclipse. Now, maybe it was just all in my head, literally, but right around the time that we were experiencing the eclipse, I got the mother of all migraines. I'll tell you, it was the worst one I think I've ever had. And I said, Jim, I just have to get some medicine and I have to go quiet and I can't do it. So that's why we weren't here Monday. But we're here now. So glad, too. Well, a reminder to anybody who may have forgotten, or those of you that are new with us, I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards, which I'm holding up to our Facebookers who are seeing us streaming live on Facebook, Psychic Love Doctor Show page. Yeah. And also, I am going to use a full 24-card layout for each of our callers, which only takes a moment for me to lay them out. It's my personal preference. It gives me a chance to get a look at you and the landscape, I would say, of your life, your past, your present, and, of course, as you're going into the future. Now, please bear in mind that we don't have time to take question after question. And Jim will explain to you in a minute how best to facilitate your reading with me in that regard. We want to give you the best we can, but it's going to be a sample. And bear in mind, you can always book with a reading with me. And best part is, I don't charge an arm and a leg. Very reasonably priced. Just because they can doesn't mean that all those out there should be, taking what the market will bear when really we should show some integrity ourselves. So I am now going to release you from me and turn you over.
You've been released.
To the magnificent Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind all the folks that are joining us tonight, and it is multi-platform night since Blog Talk's back up. It's been up and down, but it's up, up, up now. If you are joining us tonight from another country other than the United States, let us know. We'll give you live international shout-outs. We are right now to Terry Sue in England. Laura's up in Canada. And I believe that's all we have thus far, but more will likely show up, and we'll give international shout-outs as they come into the room. Mm-hmm. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you go into a queue, and you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. That is a true statement. If you don't hear the show while you're waiting, something's wrong. And usually hanging up, we'll fix that problem unless Blog Talk's really broke. But if Blog Talk was really broke, I wouldn't be able to talk to you right now. But anyway, let's see, we got that going. Facebook, if we get gaps in the calls, we shall go to you. Or if Blog Talk explodes in midair, we'll also go back to you. So we'll see what happens tonight. Just can't guarantee anything there at all. But either way, when you hear that, that is a signal that your reading is concluding. So please, let it conclude. Don't try to stretch it out, elongate it. Let it conclude. Let it come to a nice, peaceful end. Because there are many others, and we're only doing a 60-minute show tonight. So weekday nights, we don't have the big 90-minuter. So please be nice and let it end so others can get their questions in as much as we can. But before you depart, I shall give you a single card. And tonight is the old school deck, old school for us. It's the angel card deck. And you shall get a message from an archangel. There are lots of archangels in this deck. So we'll see what card I draw for you. Before we move on to the next color, today is gin and tonic day.
Oh, boy, could I go for one?
Those
right
are pretty
now.
Good, actually. You know, gin is an interesting drink. You can't necessarily drink it with everything, but when it's mixed with the right thing, it's pretty good. And you can drink a cheap, you know, you can drink some cheap, there's some things you can drink that are cheap.
But not that.
But gin and like tequila, oof, you don't want to use those types of things.
And an interesting fact about this is many people have a chemical reaction regarding gin. The story I remember was, I think it was before I was born. But my dad was one of those people, and he got mad one night at my mother, I guess, and she jumped in the car, you know, it was probably a 56 Chevy, and went to drive home, and he literally picked up the whole front of the car off of the road. She said he looked like a ferocious gorilla, and so he had to. He may be drinking gin up there now. I don't know. But he had to eventually change to something else. He went for vodka charge. People know what charge is. So anyway,
charge.
On that note, back to Jim.
All right. I have nothing else for you. That is the best significant event. There's a whole bunch of other things that are historical but boring to most people. So we'll let that go. So let's take it. Take it away, Tampa Bay. Ready for the first caller?
I am.
630. That number is an area code in Illinois. 630, welcome to the show, first caller.
I think we know who this is. Hello there.
Thank you for taking my call. Hi.
Of course, honey, of course. How are you?
I'm good. So after I called the other day and you go, oh, one of the people that are harassing you is somebody that you know. And I thought about it, and it hit me. I'm like, oh, my God, I know. Deb was right. I know exactly who it is, you know. And so I went to court this morning, and I got a no-contact order filed. And
yes,
she has to come from New York all the way here. Okay.
And
because
she wouldn't.
In,
right?
What?
She wouldn't come all the way, would she?
Oh, you don't think she's going to show up for court?
Well, I thought you already went to court.
I thought you meant she was going to stalk you.
Oh, she can stalk her electronically. You don't need to physically go there anymore.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. It's
so
electronic harassment.
So did you? So you went to court and filed today? Is that what you're saying?
I filed this morning. So really, there's
okay.
Four people total. It's my brother, my sister. They're the ones that are hiring the private investigators to stalk me. And then the other two people who I think somehow did collaborate with my sisters, they're both in New York. One person, I haven't been able to get her information to send paperwork to her, but I'm not really even worried about the fourth one. But I got the third person served today.
Oh.
And in North Carolina, harassing and stalking is a crime.
Well, I would think so. Right?
Well, it's because of all the people that have been getting killed from it that they finally had to start changing laws, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of places, a lot of them, it doesn't have to be physical stalking, even. Some places are starting to get onto that cyber stalking, even.
Did you know statistically that the most dangerous time is when a woman is breaking up with a man? That's a very dangerous time for her.
Depends on the guy.
It does, but you'd be amazed.
So if he's a psycho.
You'd be amazed at the men that will suddenly flip like on a dime, you know. So I don't know about the women. I don't know about these women.
I mean that.
I mean that she's
that
feeling
he, that. Oh, yeah, I got you. But anyway, this is not about a breakup, so.
Right.
So, all right, so what are we looking at?
Yeah, what's your question, my love?
Okay, so I want to find out what's going to happen because when I was in court this morning, the judge is like, well, I'm going to set a hearing date for you and you have to have, you know, evidence. Like, I need you to have evidence when you come for your hearing. And so I have evidence for her, the one in New York. I don't know. I kind of feel like she won't even show up, but
and
I don't know.
Do you win by default then, or in absentia of her? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And the order lasts for 1 year. And then can you tell me if she collaborated with my siblings? I still feel like she did.
Do you know why
she is your sister or she is?
No.
Okay.
Do you know, hon, why you're siblings and you have this animosity between you?
Yeah, because they stole my money.
Okay.
Mm.
As like inheritance or something.
Yeah.
Of that nature.
And I wrote a book about it.
Okay. Oh. All right. I guess that would put a thorn in somebody's side to be, to be called out. And you couldn't have gone through legal channels for that? I'm just curious.
I did. They sued me 17 times. Yes. Believe me, I did everything. And that's why I wrote the book. Because I was like, okay, this is what happened to me. Tell me if this is BS or not. Or, like, how is this even legal? Or what else would somebody have done? You know what I mean? Because it was a total Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, really.
Because the lawyer was in on it, too.
Well, this is going to really throw another log on the fire with your siblings. But so be it, right? I guess you're going to smoke them out is what you're going to do. But that girl, the woman that I saw, she is really going to be sorry, and you may actually get an apology. And she might offer some kind of way to settle with you. Yeah, Terry Sue, she
you
did.
Said, what?
No, one of our...
No, she didn't get that.
You didn't get a restraining
no,
order?
No, she filed a no-contact order today.
Mm-hmm.
And in one more thing I want to tell you, Deb. In another reading, you said that somebody that I talked to about Erin's case was threatened by the other side, and she flipped sides because they threatened her, and she got scared. This is the same person. So you picked up on her twice.
Okay. Well, she's going to feel terrible about this, you know, and somehow want to make it right, or if she can, you know. As for you, your end of it, well, just make sure you have enough evidence so you don't end up looking foolish in court.
I have enough evidence on her. The only evidence I have on my family is police reports, videos of the surveillance and then previous history of domestic violence and surveillance by my siblings.
No, well,
that sounds.
But if they don't show up, then it doesn't really matter, does it?
It won't matter. It will get thrown
right.
Together.
Or do they
still
want? Or do they still want evidence, even if they don't show up? Maybe.
I think if they don't show up, I just automatically get it. I mean, that would be the best thing. But, you know, I ordered a body camera just because, like, I used to wear one years ago because my family would harass and stalk me and, like, send people to, like, jump my fence. And it was a lot, okay? And so I ordered a body camera just in case because, like, last night I was getting, like, messages, I'm in the bushes, I see you. Like, people were saying that they were hiding. Like, they were threatening me yesterday. Just like, and that's why I'm like, you know, I gotta take care of this because sooner or later, threats actually become, like, real.
They can, yeah. And, well, you should you have evidence. If they threaten you, they must have done it electronically, so...
Yeah.
So that's good. So
yeah.
that's more evidence for you when they keep doing that crap.
Yeah. And I really feel that you're likely going to just win by default on this.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's good news for you. I really feel like this could be the last what you want to call it, last, you know, as in like thread with your family. I don't know that you and your siblings are ever going to make up. So.
No.
No.
What else? Anything else you got there, Deb?
No, but I want to, just this, I want to say that I hear from a lot of people who end up getting screwed during, inheritance having to do with siblings. All of a sudden they get so incredibly greedy that they will literally cut somebody out, which I don't really, you know, is not kosher.
Money, man, money. It's terrible. Makes people do terrible things.
It's the root of all evil.
Money.
Yeah.
Yes, it is indeed. I
thank
Lily's.
You.
No,
hey,
no problem. You know, Lily's Angel card is chakra clearing from Metatron, Archangel Metatron, Transformer guy or chick. Or is it a chick or guy? I think it's a guy. Call upon me to clear and open your chakras using sacred geometric shape. All right, that's pretty cryptic crap to me, but it means something to somebody somewhere.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for holding and being colored number one.
If you ever wake up in the night, anybody listening, and you open your eyes and you see all of this. Sometimes I see like it'll be equations, but they're very deep. You know,
it's very what?
They're very deep.
Deep, you say?
and all sorts of geometric shapes. It's like alchemy that you're seeing, the celestial or the metaphysical kind. And it's beautiful to look at. Can't figure it out, but it is pretty nice.
Have more,
you say.
Have more acid.
Yeah.
We're going to country code 44. I believe it is deep in England, isn't it?
Hello.
Jim, yes, this is deep.
Welcome, my friend. International shout out to deep in England. Hey,
yes.
It's been a little while. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
We're doing marvelous here. We're doing good. So what's new? What's going on?
Yeah, what's happening there, Deep?
Nothing new. It's just the usual. I'm busy with work. I work a lot. Nothing much. Just wanted to call in and ask if you pick up on anything, any messages for me from Spirit, please.
Okay, there you go. So... nothing significant has been going on lately.
Wants to.
Which is not necessarily a bad thing because,
no.
You know, and you know what? A lot of work keeps you out of trouble, I always say. So can't get into a lot of trouble if you're working a lot. Plus, work equal money, and I like money.
But it can also lead to stress, which can lead
depends on the work and the hours. And, yes, sure.
Within the body.
Yeah, okay, well, you can be homeless and feel carefree if that makes you feel better, live in a cardboard box. I have no bills, no job, I feel great.
You have to have a life-work balance, all right?
I'm just saying. I'm not going to be an advocate for working 90 hours a week or anything. I'm just saying.
Oh, you put in your long...
I don't work 90 hours a week, I can tell you that crap. I remember doing that in a couple of those jobs they set me off. Boy, that gets old fast. Yucky poo, but the paychecks were nice, but yeah. Yeah, you don't give that one job what I had. I had like, so was it 6 weeks? 6 weeks I had, we got off early, it was 12-hour days minimum. We got off early on the night before Thanksgiving. We got Thanksgiving off,
mm-hmm.
and then we had one other random day off near the end. So otherwise it was 12-hour days, 7 days a week.
They want, some people want to go to a 4-day work week.
Yes, four tens.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? The problem with that is that a lot of these jobs can't have a day when nobody's there. And guess what? Every day, everybody's going to want a Friday or a Monday, so they get a three-day weekend. You know, nobody's going to want Wednesday off typically, so that's the problem with the
that's
four
true.
Tens. Yeah, that's the issue with the four tens. All right, cards are down.
Cards are down. First of all, I've got to ask you, how are things with you and your son?
It's all right. I don't see him much. I saw him on Sunday after a long time. Why do you ask? Is everything okay with him?
You
yes.
see okay.
In fact, I see an upswing in your relationship coming, and he will be the one to originate that. He wants to have more contact with you. You know, a lot of times children... who have gone through, say, a separation or a divorce or anything like, you know, along those lines, they end up feeling manipulated by the other parent. And then the one that's kind of at a distance now, they feel like it would be disloyal to the custodial parent, if this is making sense. To have a warmer, closer relationship with that father or mother who only gets very limited time with their child, which I think is terrible. I mean, I had good reasons, Deep, that I could have cut a couple of men off like you wouldn't believe. But those children, my sons, had nothing to do with what went on between me and these fathers.
International shout out to Virgil in England.
So I said to myself, oh no, we're not going to play that game. So I'm seeing your son here really wanting to communicate more with you. It seems as if maybe you're speaking, communicating with him more on his wavelength. And that is good. That is very good. also, I am seeing money coming to you. And it's going to be good money. You're going to like receiving this. Now, it appears to be coming unexpectedly. You're not expecting any money, are you? Something financial?
No.
No? Well, it's going to... Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's going to surprise you.
I'm just doing
really?
Some investment, which I can only withdraw when I'm, like, much older, when I'm retirement age. So.
Okay. I see. And let's see what else here. Oh, travel. Highlighted. You thinking of making a trip, travel somewhere, going on holiday?
I've just come back from a 2-week trip, which was I was working as well during that time.
Oh, okay. Well, I think there will be more coming up for you, and they seem to be maybe more of leisure rather than work, and it was a good. That's good. Maybe you can get your son to go somewhere with you. You know, I think that would be nice for the two of you to get some father-son time together. And all, you know, by and large, things look very good. Are you expecting, say, a promotion?
I could ask. No, I'm not. I work as a contractor, so I'm not expecting a promotion, which is fine. But this person at work, he still, he badmouths me.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that one. Do you see him going away?
Yes, I do. And I think it's going to be such a nice shot in the arm for you in terms of going to work and enjoying, you know, the folks you work with, the surroundings, the atmosphere. It's going to be very good for you. Oh, all right. So Jim's going to have a nice card for you.
I have a card. If it's nice, I cannot guarantee it is a angel card, and its subject is overcoming difficulties. And this is a card specifically from Archangel Jeremiah. The worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. I resonate with that. Thank you.
That's awesome. I appreciate that. We appreciate you, Deep. Glad to hear you. It's been a little while. I'm glad you're back, and we hope that you call again. Thank you so very much.
Yes, good to hear from you, hon.
You are very patient. You've been holding for a long time.
You know, it's interesting how words, names, even numbers have energy of their own. And we just mentioned Deep a few days ago.
Did we?
Yeah, you said, hey, we haven't heard from Deep in a while.
Okay.
I said, oh, I bet we'll hear from him.
Well, that's good.
And boom. And yet there's some folks, not too many, but some that if they go to come on my mind, I'm like, no, no, no.
Some say
go
love.
Away. Not let me hear from you. So, yeah.
So you got that going for you?
Yes. And Virgil, you might want to take a peek at that link I've just put up. Others too. Metatron is indeed an archangel. He's one of the newer varieties.
I don't know anything about that, man. I just read
but
the cards.
But it was interesting.
I just read the cards.
I wasn't looking for that to show you up. I was looking for that just to validate. Is he an archangel or not?
Why wouldn't he be? 216 is Ohio. 216, welcome to the show.
We know who this is. Hello there.
Of course. Hi.
Are you? Yeah,
I'm doing
Sharon.
Wonderful. I'm rested. I'm very rested.
Glad to hear it.
Thank you. Hope you had a nice Easter. I know it's belated. I know it's kind of late.
All right, it wasn't that long ago. We got you.
No, it's okay. I had it catered. I used to do all the big family hoopla. I did everything. And then I would pass out at the end of the day. I just wanted to, this time, a break, and I'll tell you what, really, it was fabulous. Many of you have the, what is that place called, Fresh Market?
Yeah, and there's a lot of places that offer those kind of dinners,
sure,
too, not just them.
Fresh Market was, to me, top notch, and I would definitely do it again. So thank you for asking. Although we didn't get to color eggs, we have no youngins around for that. So.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Tell us what brings you to us tonight.
Can you just, no problem. Can you just look what's coming up for me at my job in like the next 30 days, 60 days? Anything you pick up.
Okay.
Did you get offered? Yeah, did you get offered the job?
I haven't heard back yet.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So just I call it a short-term look down the road at the employment world.
It's always kind of good to know if there's going to be a bump in the road.
It's like when you're driving down the road, you hate when you hit a pothole that you didn't see coming.
Yeah,
you want to see it coming so you can plan for it. Even speed bumps. You can't go around the speed bumps typically, but you can plan for it at least. You know, you hate when you're driving, all of a sudden, boom! So it's nice to know when obstacles are approaching so you can plan.
Yeah, and here in Facebook, we've been talking about Archangel Metatron. I always think of that as the Transformer Archangel.
Yeah, we joke around because of Megatron, yeah.
Yeah.
Transformers.
Yeah.
Archangels in disguise.
Do kids play with those anymore?
Oh, they've been making movies. Maybe they finally have stopped at the box office. You know, but yeah, it was interesting to see an actual CGI movie on it. I never went to the theater to see it, and I never saw the whole thing on TV, but it was about 10 minutes caught my attention, and I was done with it. So what do you got?
I got that. I think the things look, they look really good for you. Everybody's just starting to get into a springtime frame of mind.
Spring.
Yeah, you know, you can see that their morale is high, and you are held in very high personal and professional esteem. So I wanted to share that with you.
So no speed bumps.
No, but I wonder if you're aware that there is a male that is like, I'm going to say he's like on the periphery of your...
is it work related?
Yes.
Okay.
At work. And he has a very possessive, jealous type of nature. And he really swoons over you. He thinks he's madly in love with you, but he hides it. So if there's any guy that you catch looking at you a lot, or who makes a point of saying hi to you, don't encourage him. I don't like the four of hearts on this. That's a guy that can become very abusive in a relationship.
Interesting.
Yeah, ooh. Jealousy.
Oh, he's a control freak, huh?
Yes, but it's through feelings of love. Oh, they always say that, don't they?
Well, it doesn't matter why.
I love you so much.
Love you. I hate when people say I love you to death. It's like, I don't like that phrase.
You make me bat you around like a rag doll. You know, and women start to get brainwashed. So, yeah, don't...
That's probably a small load, isn't it?
What do you mean?
You said women get brainwashed. I said, well, that might probably be a small load then, right?
Oh, God. You are so...
In the washing machine? Yes. All right. All right, go ahead. Keep going.
So, but all in all, things look very good. Did things settle down around your condo?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good. Yeah.
Well, they told me that they would have their decision done this week. They had their last interview Friday. I didn't even send a thank you letter, so I didn't even think I was going to get it or even really 100% wanted it. But do you feel I'm going to hear back from them? You didn't pick anything up on that, did you?
I think there's a better opportunity for you coming.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't like that you followed your instinct and didn't even send a thank you note to kind of schmooze, you know.
Yeah. All right. The subject of your angel card.
You do feel I will find another position in my company.
Oh, yes. Definitely. And you'll go into work skipping. You're going to like it so much. All right, go ahead, Sam.
I know.
Angel card subject is comfort.
Sorry.
Archangel Azrael, I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal.
Huh.
Thank you. I'm just reading the cards. I'm not the messenger. I am the messenger.
Oh, I'm just listening. No, I'm just quiet. I'm just really tired tonight. I'm so relaxed.
Oh, good.
I feel so weak. All right, well, thank you so much.
I was going to ask you about Timo. I'm thinking about buying something off Timo. Do you agree with them?
She wants some Temu. Temu.
It's actually Temu.
Temu. Chinese.
I'm addicted. And I am completely changing over my wardrobe from them. And I've bought household things. Always. Quality.
Thank you.
She would buy a vital organ if they had it.
Thank you. I wanted your opinion on that. I keep going back and forth. But get to your next caller. I'm so sorry I took more time. I'm trying to be fair. Sorry.
It's okay.
Yes. To all of you.
She loves that subject,
yes,
too, Temu.
The jewelry.
Loves
She's
it.
She's not going to last forever.
Well, you made her day asking about that, boy.
Yes, very shiny jewelry.
She likes shiny objects, so. I will appreciate it. Go ahead.
They have a lot of nice summer T-shirts that say, like, be kind, I'm grateful. I like stuff like that. They're really cheap.
Oh,
All right, thanks. Good to, I just was curious. Thank you so much, sweetie.
No problem.
Sharon and everybody else are going to be shocked at the quality.
I can't remember the place I used to order those T-shirts from a long time
ago. It was called, it's like Brad or something.
No, it was some weird name that had nothing to do with clothing or T-shirts. But anyway,
it makes me wonder if little children are showing these things.
I used to get them for like $10.
And you know what? If you put the stuff in your shopping cart and you leave it there for a little bit, Temu, don't be listening now, but they will then start to bargain with you. We'll take another 20% off if you want to, you know, complete that shopping cart. Or here, pick something for free, and it's free. So.
All right.
Okay.
We shall move on because that is what we do. All right, next caller is area code 929. That area code hails from New York. 929, welcome.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
And you are home.
My name is Mary, and yes, my number is from New York, but I'm currently abroad in Colombia.
Wow.
Oh, international shout out to Mary in Colombia.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't have to be, as long as you're internationally located, we'll give you a shout out.
I hope you have an international
awesome.
Calling.
Glad to get
that's awesome,
shout out.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
So, wow, what brings you to the show?
Are you working for any cartels?
Oh, my God, maybe I should.
Yes, yeah. You know what? You know, it's like the risk-reward. It's a lot of risk, but wow, boy, they're talking about stacks of money, but yeah, not good. But anyway, go ahead. What do you got?
Okay.
Welcome.
Well, I'm in Colombia because my partner is Colombian, and I'm looking for a remote job that's based out of New York, where I used to live.
Okay.
And I've been applying, and I had a few interviews with one company. I don't know if I'm going to continue in that process. If you see anything happening on that end, I was just writing a cover letter moments ago to a job in New York. And I'm just looking for jobs that are in the United States, but allow me to work remotely. And I'm looking for a salary that's higher than the salary that I had before in the past. So I don't know what you see in that area, if I will have any luck.
That's it.
Attracting money.
Well, you know, you and your partner could make some really good fast cash by going on 90 Day Fiancé or one of those. Do you ever catch any of those shows?
Oh, good God, reality
like
shows.
Yeah, if you're involved with somebody from another country, they will just eat you up and put you on the air, and you make the season, you know, you do the shows, you have to sign a non-disclosure so you don't tell anybody.
You have to have your brain removed.
No, you don't. But they make good money, and then if they will come to where you are and help you with all the visas and all that kind of thing. But, yeah, it's worth looking at.
International shout-out to Suzanne in Scotland.
Yes.
Welcome, Suzanne. Welcome.
Hey. Cards
are going down. So you're a first-timer for the reading?
Yes.
Are you riding a motorcycle right now?
No, but somebody who was riding a motorcycle just passed by. It was very loud, wasn't it?
It was a loud motorcycle. Holy crap.
All
right, well, welcome, first timer. What do you got, Debs?
Yeah, I've got to ask you, did you meet your partner on a dating website?
No. We met in school years ago.
Oh.
Wow.
In the U.S.
A blast from the past in the United States of America.
That's right.
I really think you're going to, as long as you don't lose heart and don't despair, it's going to take some effort on your part, but you're going to land a very nice remote job. Excellent, in fact.
Probably got to be very patient, I would imagine.
You do. You know, and you got to keep at it. What's the word for that when you are persevering?
Persevering, yes. Got to be tenacious.
Are you thinking of relocating to Colombia?
Yeah, partially because my partner doesn't find it worthwhile to immigrate to
okay.
the U.S.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
he prefers to be in Colombia.
Okay.
I'm sure he does. I would prefer to be in my home country as well.
Well, I'll tell you what. You will have a certain degree of homesickness.
Yeah.
It's right here.
Probably natural.
But you also have an upcoming engagement, like a marriage proposal coming right to you.
Holy guacamole.
Yes.
Is it from this guy?
It is from this guy.
Well, it doesn't have to be. I'm just asking. You know, the cards look down the road sometimes, way
and
down the road.
And I feel that you're going to relocate there for a period of time.
Period of time.
Well, because the partner may change his mind.
We are humans, and humans like to change their minds. Yes,
and
we got you.
It takes a while to get, like, is he American or is he Colombian?
Well, that's why they're there.
He's
his homeland. Yeah.
Well, then these visas can take some time.
Hers, you mean?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know what Colombia. I don't. She would know that. Colombia might. Is Colombia pretty easy for people immigrating to Colombia?
I actually think it is. Yeah, it's a lot easier to immigrate there, to immigrate to Colombia than it is to the U.S. It takes
right,
time.
Yeah, a lot of countries are like that. Yeah, they just say, come on down, fill out this piece of paper and you're here.
It's the other way around coming to America then.
Different countries have, every country has different immigration laws. Yes,
they
indeed.
They don't want you coming for a green card.
Well, you can get a green card. There's no problem.
But yes,
you know.
I probably blew the surprise for you. Because it's under sure to come true.
What, that she's going to get what?
Yeah.
Oh, the engagement.
Yeah, he's going to put a ring on it.
Oh, don't you women kind of know anyway?
Or
you like,
yeah.
You know, but you don't know.
We know how to be good actresses.
I'm just saying, you kind of get, you should, a lot of times people get the feeling. A lot of times, if you're totally taken by surprise, a lot of times you're not ready. And you're like, ooh, I don't know if I want this person to ask me to marry me already.
Before Jim gives you your
angel card.
I want to caution you that there's a very, very angry female around you. All right? Is this possibly an ex of your partner? This is somebody that will smile to your face and bury a knife all the way.
Or one of his relatives that maybe isn't happy.
Could.
Because,
right.
You know, some of those female relatives, there's nobody good enough for my whatever,
yes.
son, brother, you know, whatever.
This is really fierce anger here. Toward you. So bear that in mind. Yeah.
Yep, some female.
I wonder if it's his sister.
That's, you know, that's...
Or his,
go ahead.
Or cousin, because his cousin is... We're actually staying very close to his cousin at her hotel. And she's very nice to me.
Mm.
Yes, and this individual is. Very nice to your face. Behind you, though, he rolls you in the gutter.
You'll have to figure out who it is. It
yeah.
could be another female, too, not
and
necessarily the cousin,
always
right?
Always remember that racism and prejudice doesn't just simply happen in the United States.
Well, and it's not
America.
Always skin color. A lot of people just don't like people from other countries. They don't like people that have a certain lifestyle, or they just don't like people that aren't like from the same hometown. Some people
and,
are very into that hometown
and remember,
thing.
Remember, we Americans, in their minds, come from the land of riches and everything. It turns to gold here.
Until you go to San Francisco and see homeless people shitting in the street, but you know.
So, to their minds, this woman will be nice to you, but she is not your friend.
This woman may be. She'll have to
You'll
figure that
out.
You'll find out. Hopefully you find out
before,
not the hard way. Yeah.
So I do see, just to recap here, I am seeing that you're going to land a really nice remote job, and everything about it's going to be excellent. In fact, the opportunity for advancement is very much present in this job. All right? You've got a proposal coming to you, and oh, you deserve it. The two of you love each other so very much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Let's see what else. Yeah, and you're gonna be homesick. for a time. I suppose everybody.
That would make you a human being. Yes, that would be very normal.
Yeah. And one last thing. You have a male friend, this is strictly platonic, who really misses you. And so I'm thinking this could be somebody back home.
Well, I would think so.
Yeah.
Nobody would miss her in Colombia because she's there.
That's true. You know, you have a male friend who truly misses you. Yeah.
Aww.
All right, Jim.
All right, I have an angel card for you, Mary. Subject of the angel card is take back your power. This is from Archangel Raziel. Use your God-given power and intention to manifest blessings in your life. Manifest your blessings.
Yes.
God-given power.
Yep, there it is.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
we appreciate you.
Again.
Yeah, you know where to find us.
Yes.
We do multiple shows during the week, and this is not the only time.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Awesome, and good luck to
you. Thank you so much for your
insight. You're welcome. Thank you for coming to join our
Yeah, we hope we talk to you again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh, and while you take care of the scammer.
What?
Yeah. I wanted, Virgil mentioned that he said the marriage to Taylor Swift. Have you guys heard the news? The NFL.
Come on, Deb.
Is banning Taylor Swift from all future games.
Don't.
Because she's too much of a distraction.
Don't. You make yourself look dumb.
What do you think about that?
And then tell them the truth. Otherwise, you sound like a real gullible person.
Who asked you?
You want to sound gullible and stupid? Have at it. Deb believes this to be fact, not fiction. She believes this with her heart of hearts. She doesn't buy this shit.
I just wanted to mention that I read that and I thought they can't do that.
And they wouldn't do anything that would, they welcome anything like that increases viewership. So yes, they're fine with
son
it.
Son of a biscuit. Did Jim say that?
Maybe.
Terry Sue says, oh my God, I have a new phrase. So it is from you. Son of a biscuit.
Sure. Yep.
It is. It's shiz. But, and Snopes says it's satirical. Like conjecture or something.
It's bullshit, in other words. Yes, bullshit is all it is. Yes, it's just people like to throw stuff out there and see how many idiots out there will spread the little things they post, the dumb things they post.
And Jim, you brought up a good point.
Good point.
She'll bring a lot of people to.
They don't care. The NFL is about the money. And if her being at a game is going to bring 17-year-old little teeny bop bitches to watch the game and increases her viewership, that's money. Just watching the game is money. So here we go. We're going to go to area code 520. Oh, Lisa.
My gosh. You guys, long lost.
Yeah, we are back from the blog talk hell. We are back.
Yeah, I love it.
Too, yep. Because this blog talk stuff, they need some kind of contingency. You know, hardware, software.
They just need to, I don't know.
Yeah.
They could be getting hacked. Who knows? But whatever. They got to figure it out.
We're here now.
We are here right now for you.
After the eclipse. You're here now after the eclipse.
After the eclipse. Yes.
You know what? I didn't think I was going to be able to see it in Arizona, but I was at a shop yesterday, and these women were in the parking lot looking through the glasses at the sky, and I said, oh, you can see the eclipse? And then they shared the glasses with me, and I saw the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Wow.
Did you guys see the eclipse?
Yeah, we were about 78%.
Yes, well, I was looking.
I went outside, and like you said, there's people with glasses, so somebody will let you look. And I was like, oh, yeah, that is – I was surprised at 78%. That's a lot of blockage that it was still bright. I thought it'd be a lot darker at 78%, but it was not. But as the temperature dropped,
yeah.
I did that. That was interesting. I could feel the temperature drop. Well, it's springtime, you know, the sun is really heating things up in the spring. So, yep. All right.
I'm not really sure of what 78% means because I haven't followed it too closely.
Well, if you imagine 100% of something and 78% of it is blocked out, that's what that means. 78% of the sun was blocked out by the moon.
Think back to geometry.
Where a total eclipse is 100%. It's not percentages aren't geometry,
no,
Deb. Jesus Christ.
Isn't that fractions? Just when you worked with the pies.
If you take a pie and you cut it in half, that's 50%, half the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, we good now? We good to that, all right?
So, back off
the eclipse.
Lisa,
yeah.
Up to date, what's happening?
What happening?
Hello.
No, I'm here.
Not having problems here. Okay, God, you were silent. We thought maybe you were shot and killed or something.
In her project?
No,
I don't know.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. I think I may have, I have been traveling a lot, you know, a little short trip for errands and stuff like that. And, oh, dear, tomorrow's my day off. I don't have to run as fast to different places and, you know, no appointments tomorrow. And I've been, let's see, just came back from a 2-mile walk, been working out all day, and then my physical therapist is very happy with me. So my neighbor has been helping me a lot because sometimes these, to use Jim's word, projects get kind of, you know, like I think, oh, my gosh, what's going on here? I think I'm going to need some help, you know, presence, an additional presence. And so we've kind of been doing, because I'm getting more requests for, you know, there's more activity going on. So I'm just traveling all over the place, you know, short trips. And, so whatever you see, oh, you know that guy at the bake store?
Yes.
We were talking, and then I started treating it like a dating website with him when we were talking. I said, well, tell me your story. And we're, you know, outside the bake shop. And then he's telling me a story. I was telling him, and I'm saying, I told my sister it sounded like a dating website because I was, oh, I've been married twice. I was doing that kind of thing.
Okay.
And then we were talking about cars and, you know, what I should buy and blah, blah, blah. And we were into it, you know, for like 40 minutes. And finally he says, Deb and Jimbo, he says, you're not going to guess. He says, because I named a car that I might be interested in. He says, oh, and we've been doing this every Saturday almost. I never mentioned this. Oh, my partner drives that kind of car. And I said, oh, your partner drives that kind of car? Now, I had two different girlfriends tell me two different things. And they said, one said, next time just say I'd love to meet your partner. And another one said, just tell him, hey, I thought you were flirting with me. I don't know.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
No, what hurt?
And he did not leave. He just kept staying there, and I was talking to other women, and he kept, and then I said, okay, I said to him, I'll see you next time, and he said, I'll be here.
So he wants to be a very good friend.
What?
Go ahead. Do you think what? You were asking a question.
Did he ever
do
say,
you think his,
he or she?
Let her finish.
Okay.
I asked myself, I said, would I like to be his partner and he behave like that? No.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you think, what was your question, do you think? That was it?
To the cards?
Oh, she wants the cards
to look
in on that.
I don't want to waste the card energy on that question. No, that's a done deal.
Okay.
I'm just treating him like a distant friend. You know, he's cracked in the noggin. I mean, my God. No, the question is.
Interesting. I wonder who else we know like that. El Neighboro.
So,
sounds very, 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 very similar.
Yeah. What's, you know, this thing with the, I don't know, the insurance and all that is still taking a toll What do you see between me and the neighbor, Deb, on the cards?
All right. So that's still...
So she's still not giving up on that. Okay. It is what it is. Cards are going to be going down.
Yeah. So has he been treating you nicely?
She's been talking, she said. Yep.
Yeah, he's very available. We went to the walk together. We been doing this kind of project thing, you know, and
I've always found that the lot of women that I spend a lot of time with, I like to have sexual projects eventually with them.
That's the kind of project
I like. Project Bang.
Project Bang.
I like those. Those are good projects. And, you know, that's why we have red blood. We're red blood with hormones. That's what we do.
And we saw Poor Things, the movie, together.
You saw.
You know, I got to tell you.
It was a good flick.
Go ahead, Tim.
No, I just said it was a good flick, Poor Things.
Oh, did she see it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I also saw, we also saw, what was that other movie?
We, him and her.
Saltburn? Saltburn?
Yes, we missed that one.
What was it called?
Yeah.
Saltburn?
We wanted to go.
Saltburn.
I never heard of that
show. It was about some rich guy.
How the hell would I want to see that if I didn't know about
it? My hairdresser recommended that.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of it, so I don't know. I don't know nothing.
You saw the trailers with me.
I never heard of Saltburn. What the hell is a Saltburn?
It was pretty interesting. My thought on that movie, Saltburn, was that you could put a bunch of hillbillies in a room. They can do karaoke, do drugs, and drink, and have, you know, shenanigans and be shit-faced. And then you could put people in a really rich surrounding, very wealthy, and behaving the same way, shit-faced, karaoke, and there's really no difference. It's just the setting is different.
That's true. But I have a feeling if we all went to party with, say, Paris Hilton and the Kardashians, we would definitely feel like peons among them.
Hell to the yes.
I'd have to get
just
some.
Just pee on me. No,
ass
pee on me.
Put in my. I gotta get ass fat put in my lips to be able to go there and join them. So
sure, because that's all you need in this world. That is it. That is the one thing stopping you from partying with the Kardashians is having shit put into your lip. Otherwise, you're there. If you're looking for that. That's it. That's the one thing holding it back right there.
Well, you know that Kim and Jay-Z have a sex tape out there. I found it. And
isn't that like freaking 3,000 years old?
Well, I don't know. It's sex is sex. Doesn't matter when.
I'm just saying, but you make it sound like it's like newsflash.
And to me, she is no better than Paris Hilton, who sat there and practically yawned. Forget the guy from some kind of biscuit. Isn't he a musician from some group?
I don't know. I don't freaking. I don't follow all this celebrity shit. There is no such thing as Twisted Biscuit.
It's something Biscuit.
There's Limp Biscuit.
That's it, I think.
But that band was that dates that because that band's been out of business for a long time. Long time.
With Paris Hilton, where he was doing doggy style.
That guy was nothing.
He married Cameron Diaz, I believe.
Okay. Well, any other celebrity sex gossip here?
Lisa, you are back in his good graces. I was going to say, your neighbor
lucky her
has an astute sense of intuition, or that man has you followed because he knew there was another guy on the scene with you. Okay, the guy at the bread store, he knew.
You know, he does a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
He does a lot of meditation. He can't sleep at night, and he tells me how much he meditates. And I know if we meditate like that, I don't meditate like that. I do meditate when I can't sleep. But I know you're right. I think it really,
It
fine-tunes that.
he knew you were slipping away, and now he's back, attentive, you know, considerate. He's being everything that you always liked about him, right? Yeah, right. Doing things you like. No?
Yeah, but there's that financial side of stuff that's going on with him, and he's really taking a blow on that. I don't know. You're right. I'm sure you're right.
He should have gone to an ambulance chasing legal firm. You know, a really hungry one.
I know. I don't know about these things. I'm learning as I go.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that is, it is a tough call. You often learn the hard way.
Well, but it's a subject you'd rather not know anything about.
And I found out saw that woman. You saw that woman in the cards, the spades, the queen of spades. I found out who it was, and he said it. He did. He took a phone call when I was in his place, and it was his whole home buddy from childhood was he was talking to him. I said, "Okay, I'm leaving." He said, no, he wanted me to stay. So I'm listening to the phone call, which I really don't like to do that. I don't like to listen to other people's phone calls. But so he mentioned that woman that he had an affair with off and on for 15 years.
A girlfriend?
And she's, and she's wanting him to come back.
Oh,
and he was telling me. So that's the one you're seeing in the cards.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the one you're seeing. And there is that big old party that's going to be happening on Friday over at Tammy's place. You know, so we're all invited there. Oh, for God's sake. The drama never quits.
I'll bring everybody from Facebook, okay, and we'll... Come
oh, yeah, well, he hot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Deb, do you see if this is going to go anywhere? What the heck?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, no, you know what? I just want to get out alive. And I'm making light of the word alive. I'm not in fear of my life or anything. I don't know. You know, I don't want to stay in the rabbit hole.
No, but
that sounds like it.
I think both of you have been afraid to focus on the subject of what are we doing here, and are we going to have a complete relationship? Am I just your platonic friend? You know, I would have wanted to know by now. What the heck are we doing?
I think that has been answered.
You think?
I think so, Deb. I think platonicness has been established. All right. Trust me. I don't think I'm crazy on stepping out on that limb there.
Well, if he's going to try and get back with the old girlfriend, or he might have wanted you to listen to that.
There's a reason that he wanted
you know, I was wondering about that. He's pretty gamey sometimes. And you know what? What he told his friend that he basically said no to her. I don't know. Whatever.
That was all for your benefit. There's a reason. Come on. I want you to listen to this.
He wants you to be all over him again.
There's a woman that wants me, but I turned her down. I'm glad you were here to hear that. I didn't plan this. No.
You know what I get about her? She is very Italian, the girlfriend, the ex, and very hairy.
Oh, she's an ape. Ape women. She's a missing link. That's right.
No, but you know how some people certain...
I know what you're saying. Yes. I got it. It doesn't mean that she's an ape.
They have like black
face
or arms hair.
I got you.
And they
got,
you know, black mustache.
Well, maybe I'll have a dark hair. Dark eyebrows, blah, blah, blah,
They can twirl each other's mustaches.
That's true. They can share mustache wax. Yes.
My late cousin told me a story when him and another Navy chief were walking down a pier. There was a a lower ranking Navy girl that walked by and he said to me, he said, oh my God, she had a full beard, a full beard. And he turned to the buddy he was walking with and Daryl said, I guess she likes eating pussy as much as I do.
Oh God.
It doesn't mean she was one. It doesn't mean she was a dyke.
It doesn't mean it, but she should get some shaving done.
Well, shaving does suck, I'll tell you that. It's a pain in the ass.
On your face?
Yeah, that's a bad thing about spring, now that I'm clean shaven.
Well, you try doing your legs.
Well.
You know, and your underarms. Of course, we've got international people here. They probably don't.
It depends on the person.
I don't know if they shave or not.
To shave or not to shave? That is the question.
Yeah.
All right, what are you going to summarize here, cards
yeah,
here? What
I
do you got?
That you guys are back on the way you used to be. He is not wanting to let you go, but the trick here is to see if he...
So back on the train to nowhere land. That's always, that's a fun ride.
Downward back into how he started treating you.
Round and round she goes. It will never stop.
If it was me, I'd make him make all the moves.
Yeah, we saw how that's been working out in the last fucking year and a half.
I would give him.
He's a move maker, boy. Woo-hoo. Yes, sirree. Boy, he's a penny dropper, boy, let me tell you.
So.
Yeah, well.
And you're going to have a great time at the party. Are you guys going together?
It sounds like it.
Hell no. We don't go together to those parties anymore. He goes on his own. I go on my own. And believe me, they have a lot of people there. And I mix. I really do mix. I went last night. I went out to dinner by myself and joined a bunch of friends.
So that means she's going to go to the party on Friday. So we won't actually get a report till Saturday's show. Because she's behind the, so Saturday she'll have to tell us about the Friday.
And
party.
I'm going
to
take plenty of cards so I can pass them all out with my phone number. Hey, give me a call.
Yeah.
You know, that guy at the bake shop, I even gave him a call. Because I was thinking, you know, when I drove off, I thought, you know, maybe he has an Uncle Herman he wants me to meet. Maybe that's why he was sticking so close by. Maybe he thought I'd be a good candidate for Uncle Herman.
We don't know. We don't know.
I won't say no to anything right now. I'll try anything.
You know, you need to get a toy, I swear. Because I get the feeling you'd hump just about anything right now.
Just like a dog.
Well, you know, I just want someone to go down the street, kick the can down the street, have a bunch of laughs, and I don't want it complicated. You know, I like my coffee with a little splash. The most exotic I get is a little splash of almond milk that I make myself. That's it.
You wild,
black
crazy
coffee.
Bitch, you. Oh, my God.
I just want a guy that isn't complicated.
And go for a hookup.
They're out there. Yeah, that's the problem, see.
You just don't, though.
You don't want a one-nighter.
Get a hookup.
That's because... It's hard to find the non-complicated. You know,
yeah, I went
tough.
Out dancing totally by myself during the afternoon the other day, and there were dudes there, and I thought, no way, Jose, not going home with nobody, I'll have fun on the floor.
That's healthy to not go home with somebody anyway.
You
that's safe.
Always revert to dry humping, you know. You remember. We all remember the dry humping days.
Speak for yourself. I never dry humped a goddamn thing. I don't even know what that. What is that? That's so stupid.
That's what people do.
Don't say people. Apparently it's a chick thing.
You know what?
No,
there are two.
I've never heard of a guy
scenes.
Dry humping anything.
There are two scenes. There are two scenes in Saltburn that are really disgusting and horrible. But it wasn't violent, but it was just, ugh, oh, my God. And I heard people on social media talking about it, that movie Saltburn. And then I was sitting there and we're watching the movie, and I said, oh, my God, I remember somebody talking about this scene. And we were both diving under the covers and we're screaming, ah! You know, it was really disgusting. There were two different scenes. But beyond, if you get rid of the scenes, I mean, it's not a bad movie.
Well, okay. I wish you'd tell us what that is. You know what? Wait, I have to answer Terry Sue in the UK. Can you still get pregnant dry humping? I honestly was worried because this guy.
What about sitting on the toilet?
Yeah, well, right.
Yeah,
but
come on, man.
He actually came during the dry hump thing. I never knew what that was till way later, but I saw some spots on my jeans, and I thought, oh, my God, I better not be able to get pregnant this way.
Sometimes I'm ashamed to be a human.
Why?
That's the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard.
Well, if you want me to tell you, I can tell you, but it's really disgusting.
Oh, Lord.
Go ahead. There's one scene where one guy is in the other room and he's watching the other guy do a peephole as he is in the bath, and he's the guy in the bath thinks he's by himself. So he completes the task of pleasuring himself. And then he gets out of the tub and he leaves the bathroom. So the guy that has this fixation on that dude goes into the bathroom and he imbibes the water.
Oh. Huh? Why?
It ranks up there with disgust. I mean, the premium disgusting, right?
So he wanted to get the spooge and drink it?
No, he put his mouth in the water and he drank it.
That is rather, you're probably glad we didn't go now.
I never even heard of the goddamn movie, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Fairly, my hairdresser, who's really a, you know, manly and gung-ho, and I thought, why? And we both kept asking each other, why did he recommend this movie when we were watching that scene? And then there was another scene that was very disgusting. But once you got beyond that, it was a weird, kind of an Alfred Hitchcocky kind of thing, movie.
Did your neighbor get aroused?
Of course.
Hell no. We were both disgusted.
Oh, I see.
He might have faked his disgust.
Yeah, now I have to look disgusting.
He might have totally put on a show. That's disgusting.
Disgusting. Look what happened with Ricky Martin and Madonna.
I know. Why
How
did
both
he keep
that?
Going that?
And
poor
I have
guy.
To keep looking. I have to keep going over that video clip. Well, the way those other guys, one guy got in Ricky Martin, put his face in his lap. The black guy came up behind them with his pants down, and he is carrying quite a totem there, you know.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, let's shift over to Archangel. What a great segue! What could be a more perfect segue to a fucking
blessed.
Archangel? The talking
He's
about
blessed.
Gay sex. Let's do it.
Anatomy is blessed.
Well, here you go. All is well, says Archangel Jeremiah.
Blessing
Everything
from above.
Is happening. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand.
Thank you.
There you go. Gobble the goo. There you go. Have a good time. Biddy do fucking da.
It's been talked about on social media, so that's why I was able to, when you said, can't you tell us? And I thought, well, okay.
I'm going to go look for it now.
I'm not.
My curiosity must always be.
You realize it's fiction, too. Deb, you realize it's a fictional movie, right? Nothing's real there. You understand the concept, right? You got it, Deb, right? It's not real. You do get it.
Okay.
It's a scene from a movie. Nothing there is real. They're actors.
Sounds like Twilight Zone. Who's that guy? Yeah. That guy that would talk to us and say.
Rod Sterling.
That's right.
He was kind of hot.
Yeah, the Twilight
Zone. Wasn't he hot? He would caution us.
I don't know.
He was hot.
He was, He talked weird.
Well, I'll tell you, if we all got together for a slumber party, it would be one dirty mouth of people. Everything would be dirty.
We'd all lose our virginities.
Maybe not all of us.
Well, I mean emotional.
Okay. All right. All right, Deb. I think we have to make Lisa our finale for the night.
She is, but I
taking us to the finish line.
Let me see what people think. Sue A. wrote, 50 Shades of Grey seemed real. We went to the cinema to watch that movie, and they covered all the seats in plastic covering.
If I go to a movie theater and the seats are covered in plastic, my ass is making a U-turn and getting the fuck out. That is a sign that I should not be in that theater.
That's what Pee Wee Herman said.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I would plastic coverings on seats in the theater. Say, oh, hell no, I'm not going to go to this place.
Women,
I have to feel unnatural.
Well, women that go to movies without underwear on, they are leaving germs on that seat. I'm trying to think about it. Yeah. Snail trails.
Yeah.
Hey. All right.
All right. So much for our,
I don't know. Or what?
Erudite discussions.
Yeah,
fruit
really,
cake lady.
Sure.
Deep thinking going on here. A lot of deep thinking.
Shades of fruit cake lady. What was the name?
50 Shades of Shit.
I like it. I didn't like the book. I liked the movie. And I thought he was really adorable.
The Dom will do this. The Dom will do this. The sub will do this. The Dom will do this. The sub will do this.
They made him wear a little pouch around his business.
Yeah.
You notice how you did say little.
Well, have you ever noticed a small man with a big schlongo?
I typically don't go around staring at naked men, so I can't say I noticed that shit, Deb. So that'd be your department.
Thank you.
All right, we got to rock. We've extended the show well beyond our time.
Oh,
thank you very much. Yes, we shall be here again.
Yeah. That's why I thank you.
Again and again and again.
I thought she needs to know we're back.
We're back.
You know?
We had no control over Blog Talk breaking, Dick. You know, hopefully we won't do it again anytime.
Thank you.
Okay. Right, thank you very much.
Angels from above.
Yes, and we will talk to you real soon.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You.
Right, the show. We extended.
Harry, I think you are a stitch, if you know what that means. You are super funny. You could be a comedian, but you would be one of those dirty ones. But I like dirty comedians. Oh, I got to tell you something before we go. Well, let's get off the air first.
Yeah, because it's...
Yeah, I don't
it's,
want...
It's not a startling revelation. She didn't win the lottery, just to let you know.
I don't know what I want to tell them.
All right, well, let's say goodnight to our blog talkers, shall we?
All right, blog talkers.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time.
We will be with you again soon there, Blog Talk.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night.